We're going to ask the Lord for grace because I'm not sure exactly where he's taking us, but we're going to be in John chapter 5 in the Amplified. Okay? So, Father, I'm asking that you would release this word to bring life to those that are having a hard time for your glory. In Jesus' name. The reason for the Amplified is because it's got a little extra oomph to give you an understanding of why this particular church is where it is and what we are aiming to do. A lot of people would have loved to see us with a great big sign on the wall saying this is our mission statement. And we pondered over that for quite a while when we first began the church. And we went over all kinds of things about how do we mature the saints, how do we this, how do we that. And we finally settled we better leave it alone because there were too many options. And one of the things that we discussed was why did Jesus succeed when all the others failed that came before him? Why did he resurrect and the others didn't? Now, some didn't die, but he did die. He laid down in that grave and he waited. He waited for a little bit of a spark to come back to life, and that's what we talked about on Sunday. But tonight, I'd like to give you a couple of verses that have been the guiding light to keep me alive while this experience of God in my life to go forward, not under the traditions of men, but under the anointing and the following of His Spirit to the best of my ability. So verse 19 is going to be where I'm going to press you in. Verse 19. Now verse 18 says, this made the Jews more determined than ever to kill him. So guess what? He's quite popular to make away with him. Because he not only broke the Sabbath, but he actually spoke of God as being his own Father, making himself equal, putting himself on a level with God. So Jesus answered them by saying, I assure you most solemnly, I tell you, the Son is able to do nothing from himself, of his own accord. But he is able to do only what he sees the Father doing. For whatever the Father does is what the Son does in the same way in his turn. Now, he's letting you know he's not selfish. He's letting you know that he has an ability to do his own thing, but he's not going to do it until he sees what the Father's doing. How do you see what the Father's doing as a man of God and as a woman of God? By visions? By dreams? By words of knowledge? By a scripture? Not on your own head. If you follow your own head, you're going to what? Walk into a wall. Yep. How many have ever walked into a wall? Brushed yourself off, got back up, and walked into the same wall all over again. Until you got the message. Don't do it again, stupid. Alright? But then somehow, some way, God is saying to us, wake up. If you're doing this all to educate your mind, and to educate yourself, so that you can impress somebody else with your mighty knowledge, it's not going to work. You're going to fail. That's another wall. It's called a wall of pride. Verse 20. The Father dearly loves the Son and discloses and shows to him everything that he himself does. Notice the Father is not selfish. The Father is willing to show the Son whatever he needs to see, whatever he needs to know. And And he will disclose to him and let him see greater things yet than these, so that you may marvel and be full of wonder and astonishment. You see, this scripture can be used when you're in a crazy place and you've walked into the wall a couple of times and you're full of dust and full of bruises and you say, Papa, I've got to get some news here. I don't know what's next. And you showed your firstborn what to do and when to do it. And I'm not moving till I hear or till I see. And when you mean business with Papa, guess what? Papa's going to hear. Because he's got good ears. In case he forgets, he's got a memory. In case you forget, he'll remind you. Okay? And I can remember being totally distracted. You know, Lord, I'm distraught. I don't know what's going on. I'm ready to just shove it all away. So I'm reminding you of your promise. Romans 8 says what? Jesus is the first of many. Jesus is the firstborn of many brothers. So therefore, are you a brother or a sister in the Lord? Uh-huh. So can you remind your papa that he's got a few other kids on the block? Can you say, hey, you disclose to him everything that he himself does? Whoa! You say you can brass or be brassy with God, and that's not being brassy. That's being reminding him that my God, he's my papa too. Amen? He is my papa, isn't he? Yeah. Now, didn't our Lord say, here's how to pray? Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Well, wasn't that his example? Go to Papa. Papa's interested in what's going on in your life. Okay? Now, verse 21. Just as the Father raises up the dead. How many have felt dead sometimes? Thank you. And gives them life. Make them live on. So the Son also gives life to whom he will and is pleased to give it. Notice it's not a selfish thing that he's wanting to do. He is happy to do it. He's happy to raise you up out of sickness. He's happy to get you out of bed in the morning. He's happy to put you in the job situation where you can earn a few bucks. Not just for yourself, but for him and for those that he tells you to bless. Amen?
Amen.
All right. Even the Father judges no one. There we go. How many have ever had accusing thoughts enter their heads? Well, it ain't Papa doing it. That proves it. Okay? Papa is not your accuser. Amen. Please, Papa, say it. Say it to your neighbor. Papa's not my accuser. The other one is. Amen. And he's not your papa. You switched families. You used to belong to that other one, but you don't belong to him anymore. You're a brand new creation. You're not the old. That old guy, person died. Amen? Even the Father judges no one, for he has given all judgment, the last judgment, and the whole business of judging entirely into your hands, so you can judge anybody you want and get away with it, right?
I thank him every day.
Well, that's not what the scripture says. But some of us take on the job. How many have ever been guilty of judging and condemning? And it fell right back in your face. Matthew 7 says, don't do it, otherwise you will reap a harvest. And you won't like what you harvested. You'll harvest exactly what you doled out. Romans chapter 2 will do the same. It'll remind you. If you throw it out there, get ready to receive it because it's coming back. So, entirely, I'm going to read 22 because I want to make sure it's in context. Even the Father judges no one, for He has given all judgment, the last judgment, and the whole business of judging entirely into the hands of the Son. So if you have a problem with somebody, who do you talk to? Go to Jesus. Hey, Jesus, I'm having trouble with this woman of mine. Here she is, I'm telling you right now, she's driving me up a tree. I've been on my knees, I've been interceding, I don't know what else to do with her. So would you please take her? Because I can't take care of her, because she's rebellious, she's anxious, she's fearful, she's whatever. Okay? And ladies, you could do the same thing about your man. Okay? So it's not something that you can't do. You can do. It can be a neighbor. It can be a boss. It can be a child. It can be a parent. Anybody. Talk to Jesus about the problem. Okay? Got it. That's pretty close, huh? 23. So that all men may give honor to the Son, just as He gives honor to the Father. In fact, whoever does not honor the Son does not honor the Father who has sent Him. I assure you most solemnly, I tell you, the person whose ears are open to my words, who listens to my message, and believes and trusts in, and clings to and relies on Him who sent me, possesses now eternal life. When do you get eternal life? When you hear and you possess it. And He does not come into judgment. You will not fall into judgment when you're in the eternal salvation message. Does not incur sentence of judgment. Will not come under condemnation, but He has already passed over out of death and into life. Whoa. You mean I'm already in eternity? Yes. I'm already in the kingdom? Yes. I'm living in the kingdom now without condemnation, because that other place where I used to live is where I used to get condemned. Now I can talk to my papa and say, take care of this. Jesus, I don't know what to do with this. It's yours. It's too big for me. And I will not incur sentence of judgment, will not come under condemnation, but has already passed. So, you've already passed into the eternal. And you're not going to be living in the old pattern anymore. Verse 25, believe me when I assure you, most solemnly I tell you, the time is coming and is here now, when the dead shall hear the voice of the Son of God, and those who hear it shall live. The dead. Does that include the ones in the grave? Does it include the ones in the grave? Yes. Absolutely. How close is it for the eternal salvation to hit them? I don't know the answer, but I know it's a lot closer than it was when this word was written. Okay? And I'll remind you of something else as a sideline. How many know that Peter says one day is as 1,000 years for the Lord? How many know that Jesus spent 2 days in the grave and on the third day He... Has the church been dead and unburied for 2 days? Yeah. 2,000 years she's been dead. How many years since Jesus resurrected? 2,009 years that we know of. Could be a little more. Could be a little less. But we know for 2 days. What happened on the third day? What are you living in now? Third day. It's resurrection day. Yeah. It's time to rise out of the death. And yes, you heard the word. Rise out of your death. Come to life. Amen? Because you heard the word. Believe me when I assure you, most solemnly I tell you, the time is coming and is here now. It was here 2,000 years ago. It's here now. when the dead shall hear the voice of the Son of God, and those who hear it shall live. So you say, well, wait a minute, does this imply just for the dead, or how about when I'm feeling dead? Counts for that too. Sometimes you feel totally dead. You just don't want to rise out of the bed in the morning. Okay? Every corner of your body is hurting and you say, oh, I'm gone. Please, Lord. If you feel dead, talk to Him. Talk to Him. Okay? And you know what? He's going to talk back. And if you hear His voice, if you don't talk to Him, He's not going to talk back. Amen? What's the very first thing that happens when your phone rings? What do you say? Thank you. But it has to ring first. Somebody on the other end pushed the button. Well, dial Jesus once in a while, okay? And He will answer. And He will respond. If you're expecting a response, He will answer. He will talk to you. But you know what? If you're like a friend of mine who said, oh, I don't know, He never talks to me. I says, you never shut up long enough to listen. Okay? Shut up! I mean, you know, I had one individual that used to call on the prayer line, and this is no lie. This one time, it was so bad. And they had talked and talked and talked, and I was trying to be nice. And the Lord said, put the phone down and go get your glass of water, because I was dying. I was literally dying, and I walked out of my office and went to the other office and took a glass of water out of the little refrigerator and walked back into my office, and I picked up the phone and said, uh-huh, and they never knew I went away. And I confess it. It wasn't sin. It was not sin. What it was is I was exhausted and I needed a drink of water. And you know what? They never missed, and I never missed a beat. Because all the time I went to the other room, I was praying for them. Lord, heal them. But you know what? If I would have told them to be healed, they wouldn't have been able to receive it. Because they were unwinding. Did you ever have a need to unwind? Thank you. Pray for one another that you may be healed. Okay. Verse 26. Even as the Father has life in Himself and is self-existent, so He has given to the Son to have life in Himself and be self-existent. Now, why is that inserted in there? It's showing Papa being the same as the Son, and the Son being the same as And what does that make you? The same. Ha ha! Whoa! You mean you're self-existent? In Him. Thank you. Look at your neighbor. Say, in Christ. You are self-existent. Just like your Big Papa. Hallelujah. Does that make you God?
No.
Does that make you like God?
Yes.
Thank you. You got it. Boy, you guys are pretty good today. 27. And He has given Him authority and granted Him power to execute judgment because He is a Son of Man. Very man. Do not be surprised and wonder at this, for the time is coming when all those who are in the tombs shall hear His voice. Oh, that includes the ones that are in the cemetery. And they shall come out. Those who have practiced doing good will come out to the resurrection of new life. And those who have done evil will be raised for judgment, raised to meet their sentence. Verse 30. Very important. Put a circle around it. I am able to do nothing from myself independently of my own accord. But as I am taught by God, and I get His orders, not a press from your own desires. And I decide as I am bidden to decide. As the voice comes to me, So I give a decision. Even as I hear, I judge. And my judgment is right, just and righteous, because I do not seek or consult my own will. Do I consult my own will? No. I have no desire to do what is pleasing to myself. Well, how many have gotten to that point? I'm not there yet. But I know many of us think we have. Don't do it. My own purpose, but only the will and the pleasure of the Father who sent me. And we have proof of that when Jesus went in the garden. Because he said, not my will. Even though my will is that it would be passed from me. That this cup would not have to enter. Believe me. He made the decision. Not my will, but yours be done. Now I'm going to remind you. The Holy Spirit is not finished with this word. And I'm asking him to make this word alive to you. So that you can become just like your big brother and just like your papa. I also want to remind you that as the Holy Spirit leads, I believe that next Tuesday we're going to have a foot washing service. So get ready. Get ready. You've never had a foot washing service? Come prepared. Can you bring your feet? Good. And a towel, and we'll go from there. Okay? Because we're going to obey the Lord as best we can. It's been on my heart for about 3 weeks now. And so, you can put that on the internet as well. Tuesday night, get ready to get your toes cleaned up. All teasing aside, we need to be obedient. Keep our brother Doug in prayer. He's coming up. He'll be with us next week. Pastor Jay will be with us the following Monday. And I believe Brother Ron will be with us. I just don't know which days he's going to manifest. But keep the family of God in prayer. And pray for one another that you may be healed. Would you close your eyes, please? Father, I thank you that this word is probably going to prod them a little bit. So I'm asking you for your grace to just go deeper with them. Take them deeper. Take them deeper so that they'll understand that when they get rid of all the selfish motivation, that your Holy Spirit will bring them right into their destiny for the glory of our God and for eternity. Amen?
Amen.
And amen.